Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. The Tuesday after Labor Day unofficially marks the end of summer. For many, it's a time to return to school or to work. In Boston, this upcoming Tuesday is Election Day, specifically preliminary balloting in the city's municipal elections. But the election has received little attention. As WBUR's Dolores Handy reports that while all 13 seats for the Boston City Council are up for grabs, next week voters will be casting ballots for just two of them.
Hi.
Can I give you this?
Hello.
Are you registered voters?
We are.
Okay, so you know the election's the day after Labor Day.
Okay.
Ron Bell, a longtime political activist, is checking on voter registration on Blue Hill Avenue and Warren Street. He's worked in campaigns at all levels, from presidential all the way down to municipal. But this year has been harder than most when it comes to stoking the fires.
A lot of people just don't realize that the election is coming this soon, because it's right after the Labor Day.
Preliminary balloting in Boston municipal elections was initially to be held on September 22nd this year, but the 22nd falls on Yom Kippur. And according to Dion Irish, chairman of the Boston Election Department, that was not an option.
Due to Jewish holidays, it was moved back to September 8th because we have a longstanding policy in the city of Boston to make sure that elections are accessible and available to all of our residents.
The thing is, September 8th is also the first day of school for Boston public school students. That's tricky, seeing as some polling places use school buildings.
So we've been actively working with the school department in the past few weeks to prepare to make sure that we have a seamless and successful first day of school and an accessible election free of any obstructions to voting on September 8th. But that will be a challenge, but we're prepared for it.
Irish says the city election department has been conducting outreach to let people know the preliminary election is coming up. But awareness among the electorate is just one issue. This year, few candidates are interested in a city council seat. Boston municipal elections are different in that they are nonpartisan. So instead of party primaries, the preliminaries winnow the field to two candidates for each seat. In the last preliminary 2 years ago, 48 candidates competed for 13 seats on the council. This year, so few candidates file that there will not be a citywide preliminary election for at-large seats. In the district races, five councilors have no opposition at all this year, and only two districts have enough candidates to require a preliminary, districts 4 and 7.
It's sleepy time because there's no mayoral race, there's no gubernatorial race, there's no president race.
That's media and political strategist Joyce Faribault Bowling, who says the incumbents have the advantage.
It's the incumbents to lose on this sleepy time race that is not drawing a lot of people out and has multiple individuals running for the same office.
One of those incumbents is Councillor Charles Yancey of the 4th District, which covers parts of Dorchester, Mattapan, and Jamaica Plain. He's the longest-serving member of the City Council, running for his 17th term. He's competing against newcomer Andrea Campbell, who's drawn attention with a well-funded campaign, and Terrence Williams, who placed a distant second to Yancey in the last election. Attorney Jovan Lissette will also be on the ballot, but has recently withdrawn from the race. The other incumbent in a contested preliminary is Tito Jackson, who represents parts of Roxbury and Jamaica Plain in District 7. He faces five challengers. Strategist Faribault Bowling says she expects turnout to be low this year.
It is about literally pulling people out of their houses and taking them to the polls. That's what this race will be down to.
The last time there was a preliminary with just two contested districts was in 2007. That year, only 13% of eligible voters showed up. So while she gives the edge to the incumbents with the numbers like that, Faribault Bowling says anything can happen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.
And Boston voters can request an absentee ballot until 5 p.m. tomorrow.